welcome to Kicking a Java Style with Cassie. We're going to take just a moment to hear from our sponsored ad. Okay, so we're going to talk about traditions, holiday traditions. I actually posted in a Facebook group and asked people what their holiday traditions were for Thanksgiving and Christmas, like food-wise and, you know, different options that they could share. And so I had a few I was going to share with you all and then just tell you that I absolutely love different cultural traditions, different region traditions, and listening to everybody's. And I would love to one day have a like multicultural Thanksgiving with all kinds of different foods from different countries. And, you know, the people here in America that are from other countries that bring their, you know, traditional recipes from their countries and their families, and just have like go around and, you know, sample every different type of food. But I can't do that all on my own. So I loved hearing about people's traditions. This one lady said that they have gluten issues and food allergies. So they tweaked theirs. And for their Thanksgiving meal, they have a vegan gluten-free version of Thanksgiving. Instead of turkey, she makes lentil loaf or a pan seared with tofu cubes. I'm not sure about that tofu cubes. I've had it, but that doesn't sound too yummy. But I would try it. Instead of stuffing, that's what she uses. No, she switched to gluten-free stuffing. That's interesting. I don't know how you do that. It was expensive, but since it was so expensive, she went with wild rice. Now, I absolutely can eat wild rice 24/7, to be honest. And, you know, I'm having problems with my recording device here. Okay, so I'm back on here. Let's see. She made fresh green beans, sauteed them with onions and garlics, and replaced the green bean casserole. I'm all about replacing that green bean casserole because I think it's gross. I eat just a little bit of it and I'm out. Instead of creamy sweet potatoes with marshmallows, she roasts a whole bunch of vegetables and maybe makes some butternut squash soup. I think I could actually have that Thanksgiving meal. I think tofu was the only thing I was concerned about on that one. Another lady said they love yams with candied pecans and toasted coconut on top instead of marshmallows. I have got to try that. I have some, excuse my language today is like, or my wording, my tongue has not had enough coffee. I don't know. But anyways, the fresh coconut I think would be really awesome on there. You know, some shredded coconut without a lot of extra sugar. And so I think I'm going to give that a try. Now, here's one of my favorite ones that I absolutely want to try. The traditional Thanksgiving turkey, ham and dressing, sweet potato casserole, green beans, mashed potatoes, all that we do. But here's the one I'd like to add in. Chocolate gravy biscuits on Christmas morning. Maybe not, you know, Christmas morning, but maybe Thanksgiving morning, because I have some traditions I stick with on Christmas. And they actually have a fish fry on Christmas. Now that I could do as well. I think that's pretty awesome. Another one said in Texas, they do tamales with sides on Christmas Eve. Absolutely 100% in on anything Mexican food. Absolutely. Cinnamon rolls and bacon on Christmas morning. I could do that any day of the week. I love it. Sounds good. A Polish Catholic family said they grew up with meatless Christmas Eve and passing around the blessed communion bread before their fish feast. They always went to midnight mass, and although they are no longer Catholic, they still love the traditions. I think that's awesome. I actually would love to go to a midnight mass for Catholic. The problem is I don't make it past 10 o'clock and I'm asleep. So maybe one year I will get there. Another family says they replicate their grandmother's best cakes, and she had passed away when they were in high school years ago, but she used to make wonderful cakes on Sunday, so she would have all the aunts do the work and when she couldn't get around anymore. And so now the family gets together and makes her cakes, German chocolate, carrot, butter pound cakes. I'm so drooling right now. Another guy said they have Friendsgiving. How many of y'all out there do Friendsgiving? I absolutely love it. Love the idea. Years ago, when the kids' dad and I were married, we did a couple of years where the Friday after Thanksgiving, we had singles group over to our house, and it was a lot of fun. So I'm all about that. Another one does deep fried turkey. I don't think I've ever had that. I have had wild turkey deep fried like nuggets. This one says the Godfather marathon plays nonstop on their TV. And on Christmas, A Christmas Story is played repeatedly on Christmas. That's awesome. I'm out on the Christmas Story movie, but I think I could do The Godfather before The Christmas Story. I just don't like that show. If it's the one I'm thinking where he says, hey, you're going to shoot your eye out, I don't like goofy humor. Let's see. A family in Minnesota says that they do wild rice. They have bun cakes. That makes me think of My Big Fat Greek Wedding when I hear bunt cake. I want to say bunt cake. Got to watch that movie if you haven't seen it. Deviled eggs are a must for them. Cranberry sauce and jellied kind. They said once they tried to make their own and you would have thought that they ruined the whole dinner. That's funny. People do not like change on tradition. I have to tell a funny story. So my grandma nanny, she used to make this fluffy cheesecake. And when she would make the cheesecake, it was like a lemon jello cheesecake. And when she started, you know, getting older and just wasn't doing things as well as she used to, her memory and stuff starts slipping. She made a cheesecake with lime jello and the jello had set up. And I will never forget when we all stuck it in our mouth. I think we all kind of spewed it. It was unexpected, totally different taste. And the clumps of jello that was unexpected. It was something we laughed about later, but at the moment it was like, oh my gosh, what just happened? So those little shockers and change in family traditions can be funny. Now I try to make that cheesecake, but it just doesn't taste the same. Especially, we don't want the jello, lime jello one, but the lemon one, it just doesn't taste the same. So I've kind of given up on it. Another family has always made chocolates to give to friends, and they have made up to 300 pounds, you know, when they do it. I'm assuming that's 300 pounds at one Christmas. Wow, that's a lot of chocolate. I could go for that. Since their mom hasn't been involved for several years, you know, I'm assuming maybe health or something, they make it for her gift list as well. And this year they couldn't all get together because of COVID, so they're each doing their own separate family chocolates. I love it. Keep doing it. Don't let this COVID steal everything from us. Here is a German family tradition. I need to go to their house. This sounds amazing. They cook with a fair amount of bourbon and craft beer during the holidays. Orange, cranberry honey, bourbon glazed turkey, and craft beer crock pot mac and cheese are two of their family favorites. German Stollen, yeah, I'm not even going to say this, something starts with a G, Jägermeister also are holiday staples, and they cook a pretty mean Portuguese-style roast beef. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I could not say most of those words, but I would eat it, I promise you. I love German food. It's very rich, though. Now, let's talk about my family traditions. Okay, growing up, Thanksgiving's pretty much stayed the same. I think there's only been maybe 1 or 2 years that we didn't have Thanksgiving. We're pretty traditional with the turkey and the dressing, mashed potatoes, scalloped potatoes if we don't have mashed potatoes. Asparagus covered in cheese has been one thing that we usually have if my mom does not forget it in the microwave. She did that once, but we don't ever let her live it down because she had put it in there to heat it up or melt the cheese or something. My sister-in-law makes broccoli cheese rice casserole, and if she doesn't bring that, she doesn't get to come. Just kidding, but that's a must. I just bring whatever. Banana pudding is a big hit at our house. Pea salad, cranberry sauce, that kind of stuff. We don't do football games on our TV. My parents hunt, my brother hunts, so they kind of try to do that in the morning if they can, and then go back out in the evening. So that's the traditional Thanksgiving for us. Christmas growing up with my kids and me growing up, as I grew up when I was younger, we always went to my Aunt Nani's for Christmas Eve. And then She passed away when I was 16, almost 17. So as we got older and had our own families, now we have Christmas Eve at my mom's about 4 or 5 o'clock every evening. I mean, every Christmas Eve evening. And the foods change up. Sometimes it might be chicken spaghetti. It just changes up, really. We don't have a set traditional food. Now, growing up, Christmas morning, we would have blueberry muffins. And that's kind of, you know, one of those things that we try to implement in my children's Christmas at some point. And for my kids, once their father and I got a divorce, we started doing things whenever was convenient for us to have Christmas. That was our Christmas. We had a Christmas Eve the night before, even if it was not literally Christmas Eve, we did the night before. We would have one gift they got to open, and it was their movie, because that is one thing I always get. Stockings are a must. A movie per child. And so now I have my two children, my two their spouses, my in-loves, I call them, and their children. So everybody gets a movie. But growing up, they would get to open that movie, and then we would watch those movies the night before and have, you know, snacks and stuff. And then on Christmas Day, we pretty much have always done like finger food style. Last year we did a taco bar kind of deal. But I think they all prefer the finger style foods. But we're going to implement a little bit of the, what I said, the cultural things. Maybe some Chinese stuff this year, or Italian or something like that. We did Mexican last year. I mean, I could do Mexican every day. And I'm rambling. So, okay, so we have the food. We have the stockings. We have the movies that is a tradition. And then we also have our traditional of the sparkling grape juice that we do communion with and then drink the rest of it. And then we also do the Christmas story that we read. So those are our traditions. Just some ideas for you, some different things to think about how other people celebrate the holidays. And I would absolutely love more feedback on this. Would love to hear about your traditions. I know this was a lot of rambling, but I just wanted to share it with you and just give you some positive things to hear and listen to, think about, because it's a negative world out there. FYI, don't turn on social media before you've spent some time with God and prayed and got awake, because this morning, oh Lordy, salty. I was getting salty, and it was not the salt of the earth type of salty. So I encourage you, we've got to start focusing on more positive things, because it is a nasty, ugly world out there, but we serve an amazing, loving God. So I'm going to end this with Come On, Ring Those Bells, and we're going to lift some spirits up, and we're going to enjoy the rest of this holiday season. We are not going to let the crap of 2020 take away from the good of 2020. God bless y'all. Take care. Don't forget to check out the website link for Lauren. And then don't forget to go to dreamcatcher320.com. 320.com. Dreamcatcher. And then a 3, 2, and a 0.com. Some people think that's spelled out. But anyways, go over there, and there's some new blogs, and there's lots of holiday recipes that y'all can use. God bless y'all. Take care.
Everybody likes to take a holiday. Everybody likes to take a rest. Spending time together with the family, sharing lots of love and happiness. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the key, born for you and me. Say, Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Celebrations come because of something good. Celebrations we love to recall. Mary had a baby boy in Bethlehem, the greatest celebration of them all. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say, Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say, Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Jesus, we remember this your birthday.
Was Jan Harbuck with Come On, Ring Those Bells.